All right, guys, injury update on guys that weren't able to finish the game. Mike Rizell left early in the game with a knee. Rashad Jennings with a concussion there late in the game. Usama Young with a stinger. Kaluka Maeva with a calf. And Mike Jenkins with a stinger. So, obviously disappointed in the loss. We started out fast. We just couldn't. We couldn't hold up. We couldn't. The momentum changed there at the end of the first half when they were able to get down the field and get the touchdown there at the end of the first half. And then really the second half, we wore down defensively and we couldn't stop them from running the football. They were able to possess the ball, so therefore we didn't have very many opportunities on offense to really get much going. And when we did, we weren't really able to take advantage of it. So really the game boiled down to, in the second half, we wore down. They were able to run the ball and we weren't able to get off the field.
They were able to run the ball and you were not able to run the ball. Well,
Yeah, well, I mean, that's something that we had done a good job of, throughout the year. But, obviously, I think, short week after playing 82 plays the week before, our guys are beat up. Our guys are banged up. It wasn't from a lack of effort. Wasn't from a lack of trying. They blocked us, and we struggled tackling in the second half of the football game. And therefore, we weren't able to stop them.
That last drive in the first half, what changed? You guys were doing so well defensively, and all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, listen, they made a couple plays. I mean, they hit us on a seam pass where we had pretty good coverage, but they made a play. On the third down play, Tracy got beat on Dez Bryant, and he made a good play. I don't think it was anything that was different. We didn't call the game any differently. We still stayed aggressive. We still did the things that we had done up until the first half. But, this offense has been able to move the football, and they've been able to score some points, and, they were able to do it and get points there at the end of the first half, and I thought there was a big momentum boost for them.
You guys have struggled finishing out games. Is there something that you can pinpoint? Is it maybe psychological at this point?
No, I mean, I just think it's guys being able to hang in there and being able to make the plays when they get those opportunities. Obviously today I felt like we just got worn down. We had a lot of guys in and out of the lineup with various injuries and stuff. And that's not an excuse. That just is. It is what it is. And we weren't able to stop the run.
Andre Holmes, is that kind of what you're looking for young guys to step up?
Yeah. Yeah, that was nice to see that he steps up and makes a few plays down the field, some big catches down on the sideline. So, we made some explosive plays. I think the biggest thing is we just didn't have very many opportunities in the second half because Dallas was able to possess the ball.
How harder, Dennis, is it to make mid-game adjustments when you're worn down and when depth becomes an issue as well?
Well, yeah, that's a challenge. It's a challenge. And listen, we made a lot of adjustments. I mean, we called everything we had in the playbook. They were able to block us, and we weren't able to tackle as well as we needed to, and so therefore they were able to keep the ball.
There's something to be said about learning how to win, especially on the road.
Yeah, no, there's definitely something to be learned about how to win on the road, and that's something that we're going to continue to work. I don't think this was a situation where guys made mistakes. I think it was a situation where, they beat us in certain areas. They blocked us better, and we weren't able to tackle like we needed to. That's really what that boils down to.
On Matt's interception, it seemed like Ford was at a height advantage for that kind of a jump ball. Was that a poor decision to throw the ball in?
Yeah, well, I'll look at the tape and see exactly, what he saw. But, obviously you can't throw the interception in that, in that situation. And so that'll be something that he'll have to learn from.
As far as offense, was it just a matter, you said they kept the ball and you guys weren't on the field much. Was that more, Dallas didn't really change a whole lot, did they, in the second half?
As far as defensively?
Yeah, defensively.
No, it didn't look like they changed a whole lot. I mean, they were kind of loading the box up a little bit and trying to stop the run, and so therefore, we were able to get a few plays in the passing game. I still think there was more plays there that we could have made. But we didn't have, again, like I said, we didn't have a lot of time of possession. I don't know what the time of possession was in the second half, but it seemed like they had the ball for most of the half.
What's your evaluation on Matt? What's your evaluation on Matt today? Just a quick evaluation.
Well, you know, I don't know if he's played as well as he did in some of the previous weeks, but I still thought he did some good things. I mean, I still thought he was able to throw the football. We were able to get the ball down the field some. So, you know, I'll save the final evaluation until I get a chance to look at the tape. But, you know, overall, I a couple mistakes in the game, but, I wouldn't say it was a poor performance.
Do you feel better with Jennings taking the long snaps out of the Wildcat than prior?
What's that?
You feel better with Jennings taking the long snaps out of the Wildcat than, say, prior?
Well, I mean, the some of the plays that, you know, the types of plays that we would run with Terrell are different than the types of plays that we would run with Rashad Jennings or Darren. Darren was taking those snaps earlier in the year, you know. I mean, that's just part of what we've done, you know, with our offense. And, again, we got packages of plays, and we got different things to try to get, Terrell involved. And there was a point there in the first half where we, almost, had a couple of those plays up. We didn't do it. But, you know, offensively, we had 21 points in the first half. And then, again, like I said, I mean, you know, in the second half, there just wasn't a whole lot of opportunities.
How did Valdir and McFadden do in the first game back?
Well, again, I'll look at the tape to find out, you know, really get a true evaluation. But just, you know, off the hoof, I thought both of them did pretty well.
Nixon at right guard because you weren't happy with how Andre was playing?
Well, I think part of it was just, you know, trying to get Nix in the game, you know. And so I don't know if that was a reflection on Andre or not, but our plan was, you know, all game long, you know, our plan was at some point to have Nix in the game. So.
Here's it. All right.
Okay, thanks.